Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, you United Kingdomonians.
You blokes and blokettes.
This is Rory.
And Maul.
And we are coming to London's Earth Theater November 5th, Rory.
Yes, first time across the pond for me. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited too. Not first time across the pond. First time going across the pond and people were actually waiting to see me.
Yes, first time with a work visa.
Yes, exactly. We will be at the Earth Theater November 5th in London. Looking forward to it. Hope to see you all soon. Get your tickets now. If not, it's going to be a fucking piss fest when we get there.
We're going nuts.
No, Rory and Maul.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be.
Hi, it's me.
Which song is that?
It's Anti-Hero.
Oh, that was in the... Listen, man, it's my first time hearing it, so...
That's your first time hearing that Taylor Swift song?
I think so.
Say Toilet Swift. I heard that.
I'm a Swifty now, though.
Oh, I'm a Swifty.
Swifter?
I'm a Swifty.
She got some joints.
Yeah, she got
see
some...
See why she's all over Billboard.
Taylor Swift's... Well, we never doubt... You can never doubt her pen. We know she's an amazing writer.
It's just funny to say about... You can never doubt the Swift pen.
Her pen moves so swiftly, if you will. Right?
Whoa.
Come on, y'all don't even see the...
You sure? You don't write for her?
Oh, man. Listen, man. Welcome to a new episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
I'm Rory.
And we are back. Happy Halloween, you ghoulins, goblins, monster zombies. What did Jay say?
Zombies with no conscience.
Yeah.
Zombies with no conscience.
I think my costume today is going to be a zombie with a conscience.
With a conscience?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to tell the other zombies, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't, like...
You want the Zans?
Eat the rest of these people. What about the
Zans? They call people that aren't seeing zombies.
Do they?
Well, I thought it was the bath salts.
Oh,
those are the real zombies.
Those are the real zombies. Yeah. Those
that's like a Florida zombie.
Hi, it's me.
What key is that?
I don't know.
Wall key.
Probably middle C.
Well, I think I'm going to contribute to these Taylor Swift streams.
Yo, that Taylor Swift, listen, she owns the top 10 right now?
Yeah.
All 10.
1 through 10 on
Hot Jesus
Billboard
Christ,
100.
Taylor. Who's Taylor dating these days?
Now I get it.
Is she
21
single?
Savage and Drake.
Is she single?
I don't know.
Is she dating anybody? Is she linked to anybody right now?
Is she linked to anyone?
You know they always like to link somebody to somebody.
Her boyfriend is Joe Alwyn. Who's Joe Alwyn?
I think she's just finding herself right now and just like really trying to get
to
know her. Because like in so many relationships, she felt like she lost herself and didn't even know who she was.
That's why she said, hi, it's me.
To herself in the mirror.
Yeah, it was
finally.
Her. She opened the door and it was her.
He's an actor.
Shout out to Taylor Swift. The amazing fucking numbers her first week. Second week, probably going to do the same.
Yeah.
She owns the top 10.
I think Drake and 21 should maybe push another two.
Yeah. They might. Y'all might as well just wait to Thanksgiving, bro.
Do we think it'll be a Drake and 21 Savage show at the Apollo instead of just a Drake show? Because we had predicted like B-side Drake for that. We might get a lot of 21 and...
Nah, I think it'll be just Drake.
Where are you and Drake going to tear down the city after?
We'll probably go to Amy Roof's. Got to take Drake to Amy Roof's. Got to go to 116th Street.
Yeah.
Then we could probably go to Melba's.
Mm.
Stop by Melba's.
That's a lot of calories.
Yeah. Nah, but get some dessert at Melba's. You know what I'm saying? Then take him to the barbershop. Got to get shape up. Got to get Drake good Harlem shape up. Take him to the juice bar. Go Josh Seal. Might take Drake.
Is this before the show?
Yeah, this is before. We're going. It's all in a 15 block radius.
The amount of saturated fats in that plan, I think he'd be a little sluggish on stage. That feels like an after show.
But it's going to be the B-sides.
I guess.
So it's not
he hasn't done those in a while, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he can't have too much sweet potato pie. Might
and the last time he performed those records, he tore his ACL on stage.
Yeah.
Somehow.
But we're going to take Drake around Harlem. Get him a good Harlem day around Harlem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to do that.
Maybe jump him into a Crip set or something.
Nah, we're not. Yo, trying to jump the biggest artist in the world.
You know Dave East is going to try. Come over here, Drake.
Dave is definitely going to try to get Drake on Crip. Like, yo, come to Kingdom. We're going to jump you in the middle.
But because Drake is such a hard worker and a perfectionist, I really think he'd be like, nah, don't bless me and beat the shit out of me real quick.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
I got to be official.
Yeah, exactly. He want to be a real Crip. Yeah, man, I'm a Swiftie. I don't know about you guys, but y'all might want to get on board this train.
That's who you need to take to Harlem.
Taylor Swift? Oh, God, I would love to take Taylor Swift.
Where would you take her?
I've been on a few blocks Taylor? In Harlem now. There's a lot of Taylor Swifts up there.
Yeah. Oh, now? Oh, come on, you know this. The neighborhood right has changed. The neighborhood has changed. They'll look don't at her like,
it, oh. That's who string her album the
Noha,
most.
Noha, North Harlem? Isn't that the name?
No, first of all, I would never call it Noha.
Don't they call it that now?
No. It's always Harlem. I don't care about what they trying to do, gentrification. It's Harlem.
I mean, I hear Morningside Heights is a lovely area.
It's coming. The neighborhood is so lovely now, great. Rory. You got to come visit. Yeah. You got to come visit. How was your weekend, man?
It was cool.
Quiet?
Very much so. Yeah, very, very much so. I saw that there was a lot going on in the city. I took the train. Just because I was curious.
Oh, you try to get your keep your New York legs.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on.
Sometimes you got to take the subway. I haven't rode the subway since before the pandemic. Probably like...
Really?
It's been a while, yeah.
Damn.
It's been a while since I rode the train last. Like, right before the pandemic probably was the last time I rode the train.
Wasn't a lot of costumes on the train. I assumed that this was on Saturday during the day. I was like, oh, everyone's probably going to be out, like, bar hopping in costumes. Wasn't many people on the train with costumes.
Everybody was in Ubers.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed.
Was walking, riding bikes,
yeah,
scooters.
I was hoping to see some ass on the train, but yeah. Nope.
No ass?
Just that's homeless people.
That's where you
homeless people ass.
This weekend?
Yeah, this is on Saturday.
Was it early?
It was like 3 p.m.
Oh, you're not going to see it early. Yeah, it's early.
But it was really nice outside.
You know, the freaks come out at night?
I figured people would do the day thing, you know.
The sheets
like,
come
like
out
Santa
at night.
Like SantaCon, but with...
The sheets come out at... That's what the Ku Klux Klan
I was going
to
say, yeah.
The sheets come out at night. The sheets come out at night. Hi, it's me. I think I want to
they're
ride
all
the
Klan
subway.
Hymns.
I think I want to ride the subway, and when the door opens, just sing that in a random person's face.
And you know what's funny? No one would bat an eye.
No. They'd be like, excuse me, sir, move.
Yeah, just turn their AirPods up.
It's business as usual. Like, nobody cares.
Is that a middle seat?
You have to, that's middle seat. You have to really become a different type of person riding the subway in New York City. Like, you have to have your AirPods just so nobody will try to talk to you, even if they're not on. Even if the AirPods are dead, just put them in your ears. That deters at least 40% of crime.
Does it? I feel like they still yell at you then. They just talk a little louder.
I remember one time I had some AirPods on. This is when the AirPods still had like the wire.
So, yeah. You mean like so headphones.
Really? Headphones. Well, no, I think they were called AirPods, weren't they?
No.
The earphones.
It was just
like
headphones? Okay, fuck it. Whatever. So I had some headphones on, and a guy was on the train, and I know he was talking to me, and I feel like a bitch every day that I think, I want to find that guy square. I need round two.
Mm. Just let it go.
He started saying something
for yourself.
Man, I'll knock him the fuck out.
Oh, I've had that happen to me a couple times.
Obviously, he wasn't in his right mind, so I'm like, all right. But I know he felt like he was punking me. I wasn't listening to anything. I just had him in just so nobody tried to talk to me. And he talking crazy to me.
Were you looking at each other?
No, but he was sitting. There was nobody on our side of the car.
He could feel him being talked to.
It's like, you know, you could look through somebody like, so you know how the wall of the train is like that. It's that, I don't want to call it aluminum or titanium, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you can see through it. You can see the reflection. Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking. He's sitting on this side. And I could tell he's looking towards me. And he's just going crazy. Like, he talking to me crazy. Like, I'll knock you the fuck out. I'm just like.
Just that low Griselda in your ear?
Yeah, but I always kept a little pocket knife on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, yo, am I going to have to use this today?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to stab somebody. Like, that
I
takes
mean, you
a,
don't. Yeah.
To run up on somebody and stab somebody, it takes a different type of energy.
Yeah, and then you get their blood on you.
Just yeah, and I'm just
messy.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, I don't want to have to do this.
You guys got a tennis shot before? They don't feel good.
It's not cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't want to have to do this. This guy's obviously out of his mind. Like, you know, whatever. But that's part of riding NYC. You got to prepare for those type of encounters.
But that's right. It's not even New York specific. I feel like everyone's running into homeless people that are very aggressive and yelling that they are going to harm people. And we just walk by like, all right, that's homeless. Have you ever seen one like start shadow boxing and you realize like they might
they
be telling
something.
The truth?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like just the way he even square, like how his shoulders, I'm like, oh, that's a stance.
Yeah. No, I actually know a dude from Harlem that rides the subway. He's a little bugged out. And I don't want to say, is that offensive? Bugged out?
Probably. No. To bugs, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a little off his rocker.
Mm. That's offensive to rocking chairs.
Oh, damn. Okay, he's a little not well.
I don't know. I know a couple of wells, you know, upstate.
Yeah. Damn, the water. I'm disrespecting the water.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
Fuck. Okay, so he's just...
You're spazzing right now, Mom.
He's just a little... Damn. Okay, so he's just one of those people that's just maybe not all the way together.
You people?
What do you mean, you people?
Damn it.
Just you people us?
Everything is offensive. Fuck, I just want to tell my truth.
Hi.
He was living his truth. How about that?
He was living his truth.
Yes.
But he's a former boxer.
Yeah. Mm.
And he can really fight. But if you see him, you could tell, like, okay, this is a guy that rides the train. He's got, you know, whatever. And I saw him one day on the train, and I saw a guy getting ready to get into it with him. Now, I'm all the way in the other end, and I'm like, homie don't even know what's great at to try to fight this. Mm. Like, he used to really box, for real. Yes,
muscle memory and reactions are still there.
I'm just like, please don't get into a fight with this man.
Yeah.
You're going to lose. You're going to get hurt bad, and it's just going to be like a bad start to your day. But I say that to say, yes, riding the NYC subways like you did this weekend, I think I want to do it. I think I need to get my subway legs back. I forgot how long the trains take to get from 125th to 59th Street. I know the A train is the express. It usually took about 12.
That shit takes a minute.
Now, for real?
It takes a minute to get there. I don't know what
happens. From 125th to 59th
on the A train? Yes, it takes a minute.
It's not express no more?
It's express, but that shit takes a minute just to get there. Sometimes it just pauses at the station for like a good 5 minutes.
That was like the most dangerous, you know, at that time. That's when, because once you locked in from 125th Street, whoever's in your cart, you got to deal with them till you get to 59th Street. Like, this crazy how just you just know what to prepare for. Like, all right, who's in this cart right now? Because these doors are not going to open for another 8 minutes at least.
Question, what was the longest you guys have ever been stuck inside of a train? You know how, like, you get stuck in the train?
Oh, probably, like, maybe 40 minutes one time.
Yeah, damn. Probably in the hour.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Sat there
and prayed.
Yeah. Tried not to make eye contact.
And then was wondering, where are the fucking subway entertainers when you need them?
Yeah.
They would really
make a killing right
now. They would make the time fly right now if they were dancing. Like, I would love to. I would join in for 40 minutes. I'm just sitting here. Like, where are they at?
Doing Showtime would be crazy.
Me doing Showtime?
Showtime Mall.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to start riding the subways to get my Showtime shit off. We should pod on the subway one day.
I'm down.
We can definitely do that.
Let's go to the platform and just pod.
You can get light, and I'll just be like your friend next to the boombox that just like hits play.
Just claps.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'll go around with a hat and collect while you're while you're trying to get over your leg or some shit.
They've got that
move.
The subway entertainers have gotten really good now. Like, they use all the poles. They really use the space.
They can do a backflip standing on a crowded express train.
They can do a backflip in a
phone. They should be in Ocean's 11.
Yeah, like, sir, you are in the wrong business. Yeah. Like, you can do a backflip on a moving train.
You should
be in Seoul 2024. That's what you should be.
Those kids are selling themselves short. They need to go to the circus. They need to rob a bank. Something.
Speaking of kids, I didn't see any Halloween festivities outside of your home. Are you not?
Yeah, there's just construction everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. They're gonna fall into a sinkhole.
It's like somebody should tie a balloon to the. Remember, was it it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tie a balloon to the sewer.
Another scary character that I would have punted over the fence if they came anywhere near.
He wasn't small. It was a grown ass man.
A big man.
Oh, then what was this? Wasn't there a small clown?
No, it was like one of the kids that he had kidnapped for those years.
Oh, okay.
He was now one of his workers.
Yeah.
All right, so we are back. Some things happened over the weekend. There was a lot of festivities, a lot of Halloween parties, a lot of costumes, a lot of couple costumes. Saw Eden, our lovely engineer, our lovely... somebody's phone?
That was my phone.
Oh, okay. Is that ice?
No,
like, how, sir, we're outside
the
door.
I don't pick up that call.
Eddie, you and your girlfriend.
You think they call?
Yeah. Sometimes. Well, Eddie's a nice guy. You can call Eddie. Yeah. Just come downstairs.
Turn himself in?
Yeah. He's like, oh, come on. You got me.
What'd you say? Give me 1 second. Yeah.
So you and your girlfriend were Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Did you want to participate, or were you forced, like every other man in a relationship, to do things that you don't want to do?
Any guy who's in a relationship is automatically forced into being the dumbest shit for Halloween if you're in a couple's costume. Like, she gets to be Lilo and have her ass out.
Yeah.
And I gotta be dumbass Stitch.
Yeah.
You were still throwing ass though.
I was still throwing ass though. But that's all my close friends, Julian.
He's one of your close friends.
Yeah, sure.
How did this conversation go? Did she like sit you down? Did she maybe make your favorite meal? Did she give you some head? Like, how did she start the conversation with, hey, you're gonna be Stitch?
Or first of all, whatever, which one it is. It's guilt tripping. Mm-hmm. It's always guilt tripping.
Was there more options?
Yes. She wanted... Did y'all ever see a Goofy movie?
Yes.
Yes.
She wanted me to be the big dude.
The big dick?
No. Okay. The big dude.
Listen, we know you're into some shit, man, but...
No.
She wanted me to be a big dick problem.
She wanted me to be a character in that movie. Okay. There was that. There was Maui from Moana.
That's racist.
That's kind of racist, though.
Yeah. I thought Lilo and Stitch was a little racist because you're Samoan, but...
Yeah.
That's just...
He's an alien, so it fit.
What are you, well, what are you trying to say?
An illegal one?
Yeah, there you go. See?
I feel like we should edit that.
Why?
That's just me. That's just me. Listen, I'm all about taking a vote. Vote ahead. Hey. You can vote me out.
Whatever, so good, man.
I don't know. I couldn't think of other ones. But yeah, that was... She so basically, she was just like, oh yeah, like, what are... You know what it is? She's like, what are we going to be this Halloween? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we.
That's a trick question.
I didn't know.
It's yeah, never, yeah, it's yeah, never we. It's all yeah, about what is she going to be following, mm-hmm, and what are you going to be her sidekick? That's what it is.
And that's the point.
Yeah. What did you want to be?
I didn't really care about what I was.
Yeah, man.
He just wanted to be a man.
I just wanted to exist.
It's very yeah, simple what we want to be for Halloween. I just yeah, want to be a man. I want to be yeah, heard. That's what I want to be. How am I heard? Can I be heard? Can I be seen? Mm-hmm.
Not
Damaris,
really,
you have something to say? There's a mic right there if you have anything to say.
Yeah, Damaris.
No, I'm okay. Thanks.
You good? Mm-hmm. It's our lovely, lovely sister, Baby D, right there.
Sister, mm-hmm, Baby D.
Yeah, it's our sister, Baby D.
I mean, if I were to be something for Halloween, and I promise this isn't a transgender thing, I would like to be a woman so that day I wouldn't have any responsibilities or have to pay bills or, you ooh, know, make so decisions.
Good,
right?
Be so good
let's
to
go
be
out and get free drinks in an Uber home.
Yeah. How mean, come there isn't a day where we... With all the double standard shit we have and everything, like there has to be like a switch day.
Listen, as I get older,
like why I want to be courted one day at the bar.
Listen, as I get older and as the years go by, I understand Caitlyn Jenner.
You just said yes. Well, you didn't have a chance to even answer.
You I were said Lilo yes. Stitch. I was like, no. Well, I almost didn't go to the festivities we went to.
Okay,
because I was working other ones.
Mm, getting money to pay the bills when she was out
basically,
partying.
Right, because mm-hmm, I went to a. Do you guys know what a 9 a.m. banger is?
With a 9 a.m. banger?
Yeah. I went to a 9
morning
a.m.
sex?
Banger. Yeah. So it's a party that starts at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So people like pregame at like 6 a.m. then get
wait,
there.
Wait, there
by
are people
9.
That really do this?
Yeah. There's a whole big ass. There was a lot of people.
Wait, people are drinking alcohol at yes, 6 a.m. in the morning?
Yes. To pregame for the 9 a.m.
Isn't there a specific party that's called that though? Is that the one?
That is probably.
So there was one that was like a like Palooza type shit that they started, I think, at like 6 a.m. We like, even like talked about partnering them to do it.
Was
all
it like biscuits and gravy?
No, that's grits and biscuits.
Oh, grits
but
and biscuits.
Anyways, biscuits and gravy.
This guy's hungry. And anyways, now a word from our sponsor, Quaker.
What? Point which, is, that logo is offensive, but go ahead.
I mean, I don't even know if they still have the man on the actual logo.
Oh, he's good, still there.
Oh, he's there?
He's
oh,
in my cabinet
just
right
some,
now.
Okay, got it.
Absolutely.
But yes, so I had to get there by like 8:30. To set up because I was doing a vlog for DJ Dan
people Lou, are drinking at 6 a.m.
And people are drinking at 6 a.m. getting ready for this 9 a.m. bangers.
This is really
nuts,
just people crying out for help. You know that, right?
Nah, they all seem great to me.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, there was ass being thrown
so
everywhere.
So did Dahmer. Yeah, continue.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But yeah,
heartthrob in the community.
Oh, man. Him and Bundy.
And I was just there at Stitch
literally,
the whole time, dressed up, looking nice, you know, with a camera. Recording every opportunity of it. Well, Bobby Schmurda was there. Okay. He was there for that 9 a.m. banger. He performed like 2:30 p.m.
Well, Bobby has been in a routine of waking up at 6 a.m. for
yeah,
quite
yeah,
some
yeah,
time.
So, yeah,
this
so, you know,
is normal.
So
for
he
him,
was ready for that. Yeah. Yes. Anyways, costumes. So I didn't really have any other options. I saw somebody dressed as a hookah. I was a bear from when I came to see you guys.
Somebody was dressed as a hookah?
Yeah.
Dominican.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the girls got to be like aliens and shit like that mm-hmm, or. Toy Story.
Is that
or,
when they're ass naked and just put on like alien ears?
Basically,
like, I'm an
yeah,
alien.
Mm-hmm. And then
I'm a whore. I mean,
take me
I'm an alien.
Your leader. Take me through your leader.
Why does
take
he have
your leader?
An accent?
Was that your Dominican accent?
That's a Dominican alien. It's a legal immigrant.
Yeah.
Take me through your leader. Take me through your leader.
All right, well, we'll take it to Bad Bunny in a second. Relax.
He's on stage, but once he's done, I promise.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, I met up with her. I was Stitch. She was Lilo, and people were asking her where Stitch was. So you know, that was an issue for a good hour.
That's just her way of letting them know who's her bitch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was hoping I wouldn't be her bitch, but
oh,
sure.
Oh, you were her bitch.
I mean, for that day,
you
I
were a good bitch.
AKA life partner.
You were a great bitch that day. You stayed in character.
I had because you have to be their servant that day.
Absolutely.
What are those?
So did y'all have sex with y'all costumes on after?
Ew.
Yes.
Sick ass motherfucker.
That's the creepiest smile I've ever seen.
We didn't do it in character.
But you wore character? The costume.
I don't think I've seen Lilo and Stitch, but how would that have worked in character?
I don't want to do it.
Take me through your leader.
That's not. Why does Stitch sound like that now?
Your character doesn't even speak.
He does speak. He's like, boy, boy.
What?
Yeah.
Listen, he had to practice in the mirror.
Yeah.
It's what gets her going.
I gotta get ready.
That's something. That's another whole like thing though. Like you have to, if you have a in a relationship and it's Halloween, you have to lean into the character that your girlfriend wants you to be. She takes control. She has to be the one that's like, listen, this is what you're gonna be, and you have to stay in character all night.
But why must I be an accessory? I'm a human.
Well, you're an accessory in real life to your lady. You didn't know that
is true.
Yeah, you're an accessory. You're not a man. You thought you were a man.
I am a man.
You thought that flab below your belly button was made you a man.
I am a man.
Don't you think that little doorknob below your belly button made you a man?
Jesus Christ!
I'm a man.
Holy shit!
That bean.
My bean.
Ew.
It's just a bigger clit. You know that, right?
It's a Goya bean.
Women love to say that. It's just a bigger clit.
Goya
no, that's
bean.
Not how it works. God.
You guys never dressed up with a significant other before?
Say it one time.
No.
You never dressed up with a significant other before for Halloween?
No.
I don't think so, no.
You've always been single for Halloween?
No, but I just don't think I have.
I'm single right before Halloween.
Oh, okay.
He does it the way people used to do, like Valentine's Day, let me break up. Before. Right before. He does that for Halloween.
The week before, I just start, I come in the house, I start arguing about petty shit. Like, yo, there's no more Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Candy corn trying to poison me?
Yeah, I can't do this shit. I'm over. I need space.
Do you think you'll put your foot down next year? All of us.
No.
For all mankind.
No, I signed up for this.
All right.
So, I know what it is.
That's why you're good.
Well, how about you come up with the costumes?
Let's stop lying and pretend you didn't enjoy it. I'm tired of men pretending that they don't enjoy the things that they do with their girlfriends when they get around
male friends. Don't let her project on
you. If this feels very specific and personal. Yeah.
No, you guys enjoy doing that kind of shit and you just don't want to admit
we
to it.
We are crying. Hi, it's me.
Damaris,
that's what
he
was on the inside. So you really think Eden, his whole life was just dreaming of being Stitch and walking behind his girlfriend at a Bobby Schmurter
You thought
party.
He stood on no, that line to get his passport and his visa for years to be allowed in this country. To
the American
Stitch.
Dream.
Yeah.
Rory, when you were growing up, did you dream of going to Home Goods and having a ball? But you go in Home Goods and you have a ball, don't you?
That's a terrible example.
How is that a terrible example?
And I feel like that's racist.
Because I don't think he wants to be Stitch.
Yeah.
That's all.
Damaris, what were you following?
I actually didn't wear a costume. I just had a cute little Halloween themed outfit.
I saw that dress, girl. You was wearing that dress.
That was a costume.
You was wearing that dress.
It wasn't a costume.
You had the balloon.
It was something that showed the cheeks.
Well, Damaris shows her cheeks on an average.
I actually do not show my cheeks a lot.
Damaris, I'm in your close friend. Hey, I'm in your close friends. It's between us. Your close friends.
I took way worse pictures, and I sent one to Rory at like 2 a.m. and was like, does this picture make me a whore? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I won't post it.
I thought that was a great male friend advice.
Great answer.
Yes.
Even if she didn't, yes. You look like a whore. Go in the house and change.
Yeah.
Wait.
I think that costume of the year goes to Diddy, though.
Before we get there, let's stay on relationships and costumes for a second.
Can you see me right now?
I can see through you.
Okay.
At this point.
I didn't feel seen.
Damaris, would you let your hypothetical man tell you can't wear a specific costume out in these streets?
I don't date men that would ever say that kind of thing to me. Because I'm me, so I would never do that.
She's the nigga.
No, I just don't date.
She's the man. She wears the pants in this relationship.
She puts him in assless chaps and says, hey, go parade around town.
Damaris definitely put a leash on a dude before and walked around Midtown.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
All right, in your group chat then, is that a thing where women have their boyfriends say, like, oh, you can't
One of my friends has been arguing with her boyfriend for the past month over her costume.
Wait, he saw the costume before Halloween?
Yes.
And was telling her she couldn't wear that?
Yes.
What was it?
Did he pay for it?
She was character.
She was a whore with cat ears.
But it included her wearing a onesie, even though she wore like sheer tights underneath, and included her wearing a onesie and she has a fat ass. So
her ass
wasn't out per se, but you could see her shape, yes.
Okay. Is he allowed to go out?
She was a bartender.
Kinda. Yeah.
She was going to work. Oh, okay. Is he then allowed to go out on Halloween, no drawers, gray sweatpants, and just parade around town?
And say, hi, it's me.
I mean, point sure, but he would look stupid. She looked hot. He would look stupid.
Man, he would
Jesus
look stupid.
Christ.
See? I would want to do something cool, though. Like, if I had, you know what I mean? I would want to do something cool.
Like what?
Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan? I could see you pulling off Michael B.
Damn.
Which Michael B. would he be?
I got him more shoulders.
I feel
I like when people dress up.
You could be Lawyer
Quinn
Michael B.
Joker.
He didn't have a lot of shoulders in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could be Wallace from The Wire.
I don't know. I don't know. But I would want to do something that I saw somebody had a Friday theme party. I thought that was dope.
Like the movie Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, and Friday after next, Friday. Like
everybody came in as a character, Pinky.
Ooh, I'd have been Debo.
Yeah. You would have been Debo. That's exactly.
Well, he was escaping from jail.
Yeah, that's exactly who you
are. Oh, would I have to be Roach then?
Yes. Oh my God.
Rest in peace. He passed.
Yes, rest really in peace died. To Roach.
His name isn't Roach. I mean, but.
Well,
yes.
Yes. He was in Kids, right?
The actor that played Roach.
Yes. But as we've been sitting here for 10 minutes and y'all have not come up with a creative costume for Couples Gym.
Just ran into it. Kids, the movie.
That's dope.
All have AIDS?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we would walk around with like positive tests and like AIDS awareness pamphlets.
I don't know about that one. Like,
no, we could spread awareness that, you know.
Oh, it's spread awareness.
Yeah. Awareness. So it would be a
fun
AIDS.
But gotcha. Conscious awareness. Type of costume gotcha. Where okay. we would okay. inform everyone at the party. Because, you know, sometimes after Halloween parties, people get a little promiscuous because it's Halloween and costumes and all that. Be like, okay. Hey, are you aware of AIDS?
Pop the Chewy.
Got you.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, my God. What about D-Wade and Gabby Union?
Sure. You could do that.
It's cool.
We could wear the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, who would be their child?
You heard that, right?
That's an edit point. Please. God. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to just bleep that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, bleep it. Okay. Bleep it. That's great. It's that's okay. a great joke.
We'll let people figure that out.
All right. The thing with certain Halloween costumes, outside of the obvious that could ruin my career, anytime I would think about being somebody for Halloween, all I could hear in my head was my dad saying, like, oh, you're just going to dress up as another man.
Yeah. Look, then they put that on us early. Yeah, like, they put that on us.
You're going to dress
be yourself.
Yeah.
Be a man. I'm like, I just like the movie, Dad. Thought it was a great flick. But
my dad gave me shit during the Jersey era. You're going to wear another man's name on your back. I'm like,
yeah, I'm 8.
It, man. Yeah. I'm 10 and I like Iverson. Leave me the fuck alone. Yeah, like.
So Diddy dressed up as the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta admit,
he committed.
He did a great fucking job as the Joker. Like, that was impressive. I'm not sure if I would have known that was Diddy if I had bumped into him in LA.
No, of course.
Walking around like that. He really, really did a great job. His mannerisms, he really leaned into that Joker role.
A little too much, I think.
A little too much. He was joking a little too much. And I don't think that people knew it was, again, I wouldn't have known.
Mm.
Michael J. Ferguson, him and Puff and Michael J. Ferguson had a little.
2 bit from the wire.
Just, yeah, little crosses in the frequencies.
Yeah.
Like Diddy said, just the frequencies are a little off.
And was 2 bit looked like he was dressed as 2 bit?
2 bit was indeed.
That 2 was bit. His costume was his character.
Yeah, he was real life.
And he was acting the same way.
Yeah, no gimmicks. This is really me.
Fresh out.
Yeah, but just did my push ups. And him and Diddy had a little, you know, little exchange of frequencies. And it was good to see that they got it. You know, they got it. I don't think 2 bit knew it was Diddy.
I don't either.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he knew that was Diddy at first. I think he thought it was some guy out in LA. Everybody was out. I know it was a big Halloween party at Tao. And he probably thought it was just some guy that, you know, was dressed up as the Joker and got a little too close to him and was talking. And he probably was like, yo, dog, I don't know you. You know what I mean? Like,
and don't laugh in my face like that.
Yeah.
I don't care how committed you are. How did it even start, though? Was there that part of the video or just the...
No, Puff probably just was, you know, just being the Joker.
Just being the Joker.
Being the Joker, having a good time, walking up on people, you know, whatever. And... Michael J. Ferguson just didn't respond to it because he probably, like I said, I don't think, maybe he did, but I don't think that he knew that was Diddy.
Mm.
And but you know, they spoke, they had an exchange, and you know, Puff told him, you know, come to the after party, change your frequencies. I'm gonna start saying that. That's what's wrong. It's not that we're all just change your frequency.
No, he also said you're taking me out of my energy. I'm love.
Yeah, like
but he said it in a threatening way.
You're taking me off my frequency. I'm love, nigga.
I'm love.
Yeah, to watch
out. I'll kill you.
Don't ever speak to me, nigga.
I mean, that's kind of what he said.
Waving a gun in his face.
Yeah. I'm the Joker.
Gun.
I'm the Joker. The Joker's all love. You know that. But Diddy killed that role, though.
He killed that.
Killed that costume. Yeah. He also stayed in character.
He said, don't play with me on Halloween. Like, why specifically? Yo, it's Halloween. You know, it's my day.
No, he said, I'm out here. No, well, he said, I'm out here with love. I'm out here having a good time. And, you know, I think there was just, like I said, I don't think Michael J. Ferguson knew that was Diddy. And, you know, but they got it together. They got it right. And, you know, but Puff killed that.
He did.
He killed every clip I've seen of him that night. Puff was really the fucking Joker that night.
Yeah, for sure.
If you guys were to do Batman and Joker, which one of you would be which?
Batman or Joker?
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't have to check. I mean, my hair color's already similar to...
I think Rory could play a good Joker.
I think I could.
Yeah?
I think Rory would be a good Joker.
Except Maul's probably more welcome at those steps in the Bronx than I am.
Yeah. So definitely more welcome to God. Those steps, let me tell you, so it's nothing to joke about with those steps.
Yeah, don't TikTok on those steps.
Yeah, those steps are not a joke at all. And then definitely don't go over there after midnight.
Weren't people getting robbed when they would go over there to take that photo?
Absolutely. Yes, no, people were getting robbed before they was going over there to take a photo.
Right. They're in Highbridge, right?
Yeah. No, that's right on, that's like, that's not Highbridge. That's off of Jerome. I think that's off of Jerome Avenue. Those are the same steps.
It's on 167 in Highbridge, yeah.
Yeah, it's Highbridge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other costumes I saw? I saw North had the Michael Jackson Smooth Criminal hat. One, I was jealous. Two, I think Kim is one of the most trusting parents of all time. I have an issue of when I become a parent that I don't know if I want to buy my kids really nice clothes because kids ruin shit. And I know North is a little older, but she's still a kid and kids ruin shit.
Let kids be kids. Let them wear things, but not the Smooth Criminal hat.
No, like that's going in a case.
And then it says, along with jacket, North also got Michael's Smooth Criminal hat. It still has his makeup on it. Now,
like, what I don't if know North if that's wants Michael's a smoothie
makeup
that night.
Or the makeup that North is wearing, because it looks the same. It looks like it's the same, right? Dimash, that a bronzer? Is that what that's called?
I would say concealer. I'm gonna say that Michael and North don't have the same Fenty number, but
yeah, no, they definitely didn't have the same Fenty number.
Do you guys think that they should leave these priceless collectibles the fuck alone, or because they bought them, like it's okay?
They bought them. So they should.
I mean, they bought them. It's theirs now. But I mean,
I want to hear that Wu-Tang album, but that scumbag pharmacist bought it, so we didn't get to hear it. So
we never got those tracks. Yeah, no. I mean, when you obviously have the money and the life that Kim Kardashian has, you buy things like that. And I mean,
she's a collector.
Yeah, she let her.
She's a hipster.
Let her kids wear some of the magic that Michael Jackson possessed. I don't know, maybe feel that energy, I guess. I don't know.
What did she wear? Marilyn Monroe's dress this year?
She ripped
Marilyn Monroe's, like,
Marilyn didn't have a BBL, so the shape was a little different in the dress.
She lost a bunch of weight to fit into the dress. Mm-hmm. And then even still, her ass is too big to fit into Marilyn Monroe's dress. So she ripped the dress.
Well, we never really saw, because the dress only went so high in that picture. We never really saw the cheeks.
Marilyn might have had some cheeks.
Nah.
You think she was double cheeked?
Giving me pancake vibes.
Nah, she had thick legs.
By what?
That 50 by standards?
40 standards?
No. Marilyn Monroe had thick legs.
We can't compare them to Kim's.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying Marilyn Monroe wasn't like a skinny woman.
Deem skinny now and what they deem skinny back then is different. Like back in the day, they said that J-Lo had a huge ass and J-Lo did not have a huge ass. Mm. Like it's completely different standards.
I wouldn't say huge, but J-Lo had a nice butt. Real nice.
I'm just saying if you go to, and I want no smoke behind, if you go watch the Bootylicious video now, you'd look at it differently than when we looked at it at that time.
Bootylicious? Go look at the Thong Song video.
There's some cheeks in there, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't crazy like how we thought it was back then. Mm-hmm. Like, now it's like...
The video is just Cisco running on top of everyone's head.
Yeah, it's just like...
I love that video.
It's not
a classic video.
But no, Marilyn Monroe wasn't a skinny woman. She had some curves. Definitely had some curves.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. Anyways, well, with that said,
congrats and happy Halloween to all of the celebrities that dressed up and really leaned into these characters. I saw a lot of really, really good characters. Mm-hmm. Y'all just showed me that Lori Harvey, Beyonce. I didn't see that. She killed that.
I would like to know, honestly, I didn't really care about any celebrity Halloween shit. I just want to know what Rihanna's going to be, and that's it. Whatever Rihanna is, what I'm interested in.
Yeah, did we see any Halloween pics for Rihanna?
You'll probably get some tonight because we're recording this on Halloween.
Oh, yes.
There's that really celebrity Halloween party that you're going to tonight. I'm sure Rihanna will be there.
I'll be there.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a podcaster.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. What? I can't be a podcaster?
You could go as ASAP Rocky.
I'm definitely not going.
With ASAP there.
Yeah, no, that's just weird. Hey, I'm you. Doesn't hit the same.
Because people do dress up as celebrities, obviously, for Halloween. It would be funny to watch, like, a non-celebrity go to one of these parties dressed as the celebrity.
Yeah.
And, like, seeing that interaction. No, I'm you.
Oh, you can't tell? Like, nah, not really. But happy Halloween. Don't knock on my door, please.
Why not?
I don't have any candy.
Only fentanyl.
And I won't be home. So please don't knock on my door.
Speaking of which, Rihanna put out a record for Black Panther.
Rihanna put out a record. She had the internet in a frenzy when she posted the video with the R.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was doing a tribute to Rough Riders.
Yes.
But listen, man. It was for a single. Lift Me Up is the name of it.
Can we be honest? Yep. Are we allowed to be honest? I'm part of the Navy, but I feel like I can be honest in the Navy.
Yes.
Be honest in the Navy. How do you feel about it?
Did it lift you up?
No. I think in the movie, I'll probably be like, oh, I get it.
Shed a tear.
But just by itself, it's not something I'm running to go back and listen to.
I've seen a lot of people, they were kind of disappointed in it being a ballad.
It's a movie, though.
I think people thought it was going to be because
it's a tribute.
Well, yeah, but I think people thought it was going to be a little more up-tempo,
mm-hmm.
Have a little more movement to it. But I like it.
Did you dance to it?
No, I didn't dance to it.
Okay. Interpretive dance?
Interpretive
dance. You know the dance they do at church?
Rain dance?
What's that church?
That's kind of racist.
Yeah.
Oh, when they catch the Holy Ghost?
Well, not that one. But, you know, like when they do like the talent show portion of church.
Oh, that's when they want to raise funds. More funds after taking tithes.
After taking 20% of my check.
Yeah, yeah. More funds. We need new paint.
God is telling me paint, there's $20 out there right now.
Yeah. Somebody has it right here. I feel it.
The Lord.
Move the basket on this side. It's over here.
So what'd you really think? You like it? Are you going to listen to
it
again?
I like it. I mean, I'm not.
Did it make a playlist?
No.
You really like it, though?
I like the song. Yeah.
How many times have you heard it?
I listened to it probably about four times.
Four times in a row? Or like he was just throughout the weekend like, damn, let me throw that Rihanna on.
No, I listened to it when it first came out. I listened to it like 3 or 4 times. I just had it. Because after that, it's the, I think just the instrumental plays right after that.
Yes.
And I downloaded it. It was the instrumental right after that.
That's
I just let that shit play.
You downloaded it?
Yeah.
You can write a 16.
Like purchased?
No, just downloaded it.
Okay. So when you're on the plane, like you don't need to worry
about
it. Well,
I wanted to hear it. It's a Rihanna song. I wanted to hear it. I wanted to hear what's going on. But yeah, it's
an instrumental if you want to put some bars on it.
I don't, it's not really like my.
Yo, Meek just remixed Munch. Like you got to remix to Lift Me Up.
Yeah, but this ain't really, it ain't really like, it didn't speak to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what would be your first Munch? Like Lift Me Up bar? Like
what about lifting up Harlem?
Lift Me Up?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you lift up?
Something with weight lifted, but the weight I shifted. It's somewhere in there.
Yeah, I know. The weight I shifted.
What? Once the weight was lifted, that weight was lifted. Like, I know where you could go with this shit, man.
Yeah, then the energy was shifted. I get it.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I understand. I've seen the some people saying they wasn't expecting a ballad. And, you know, some people don't feel like Rihanna is the ballad voice or whatever. I mean, I like the song. I'm not going to be playing it much, but I like it. I'm not mad at it. And I do know that in the movie, I'm pretty sure they have a scene where the Black Panther died. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. I'm pretty sure it will make more sense in that.
I think so too. But I'd rather see the scenes with it.
Yeah.
Than
just the soundtrack. And I do think this soundtrack is going to be dope. I'm guessing that they really put some real money and real, you know, music heavy people behind it. I'm thinking that if Rihanna's the first single.
Yeah.
And she has
Eminem
another one.
Has to be the next, right?
She has another one?
Okay.
You said who has to be next?
Eminem, right?
Oh, if they
the real Black Panther.
Fib. If they got Eminem on this Black Panther
soundtrack. Wouldn't that be such like a movie thing to do though? Some movie company would be like, well, let's get Eminem.
Him and Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow's definitely on this.
Definitely on this soundtrack.
He's doing the intro.
1,000% Jack Harlow's on this.
He's the voice of Wakanda.
Absolutely.
It's Jack featuring
he's the face of Wakanda. Are you kidding me?
Jack featuring Doja Cat.
Yeah. Gotta love it. But yeah, I like the Lift Me Up song, but I understand why some people were kind of, people was ready to shake ass. They thought it was going to be some Afrobeat shit. You know that.
Just pop ballads are always kind of hit or miss with me. Speaking of Eminem, like remember when Eminem and Beyonce did that ballad like a few years ago? And it was just like, we didn't need this from you guys.
Yeah.
Walk on Water or some shit.
I understand. I get it. I understand, you know, some of the negative feedback on it. I understand why people feel that way, but I'm not mad at the song.
Mm. Well, SZA put out an actual good song.
She did. SZA put out a dope record.
Listen.
And I don't know why I thought that this was another song from the soundtrack.
No, they just...
When I heard she says...
Because it was all in the headlines. Rihanna says it back, and you just assumed that maybe it has something to do with that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But she's been teasing this record for a little while.
I like it.
I know fans were waiting for Shirt specifically. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited for the album, not only because SZA hasn't missed with these four records she's put out since, mm-hmm. outside of her being one of my favorite artists. I'm just waiting to see when she's finally going to take some accountability. It's the fourth record in a row.
She hasn't taken any?
I think SZA is probably one of the most toxic writers of all time.
Mm.
As someone that loves toxic music, and I think SZA has an incredible pen. Probably top five pens, in my opinion, currently. But she's just one of the most toxic writers ever.
Did she write?
She takes no accountability for it. I used to think Janae was the one that never took accountability. SZA took the no accountability baton and dead sprinted down the last 100 meters. She Usain Bolted that last accountability run.
How do you feel about the song? Or do you like
it? I love it. No, I think it's great. SZA has not missed with any of these records.
Dark Child did this?
I don't know, but that is great.
Yeah.
Love Dark Child.
Okay. I like the record.
Cool.
SZA missed?
Not since Control. I think there was some stuff when she was still like, you know, getting into her artistry bag of who she was on those EPs. There was a few joints I didn't particularly like, but I think since Control, I can't think of a bad SZA song since Control. Or even an average one.
Listen,
SZA, I think they're all incredible.
I think SZA is just, you know, she's in her zone, in her world. She doesn't, you know, you don't hear from SZA unless she wants you to hear from her. You really don't even see SZA unless she wants you to see her. Mm. And I think when artists do that, I think then that's when they're at their best. It's like they kind of like tune out all the other noise. They don't really care about what is going on and what's popular. Like they stay in their zone. They do what they do. And to me, SZA hasn't missed. Like you said, since Control, any song she's put out. We were talking about the Black Panther, Black Panther soundtrack from the first movie. Mm. You know, her
all the stars.
Kendrick's record on. Yeah, she killed that. SZA is in her zone. She does what SZA does. She's not trying to be nobody else, not trying to sound like nobody else. And this record is another one to add to the list for me from SZA.
For sure. Actually, a lot of good music came out this weekend. That Smino album, I'm Ready to Say, is a candidate for
It's been four days.
Not rap album of the year. Album of the year.
Four long days. It's only been 96 hours. Please.
You're just saying that because you're a Swiftie and she has the top 10 and you only care about Taylor right now.
Hi, it's me. Listen, this Smino album is dope. I'm with you. I love Smino. I think he's super talented. I think he's underrated still.
I think this is the one where he's going to get his just due finally.
This album is incredible.
Album of the year candidate across any genre, period.
Sounds great. I love the feats. Shouts to Dochi. Mm-hmm. Shouts to Lucky Day.
My guy Reggie's on there.
Felix.
Lucky Day went crazy on that.
Listen, great project.
Jermaine Cole.
Jermaine is on there.
Fat Man Scoop is on there.
I mean, hey. I love the album. Little Uzi.
That Uzi record is great.
I love the album. It's been 4 days, though, gentlemen, and Baby D, who sometimes goes by a gentleman.
Gentleman D?
Yeah, Gentleman D. Great project. Mm. Sounds great. Love it. I can't go as far as you've gone, Rory. I'm there. I have to get out the car.
And here's the thing. If time does pass and I feel differently, I'm not going to admit it. I'm going to stand my ground.
Gotta stand your ground.
I still think.
That's why I said don't say it. But no, I'm not. Listen, great project.
It's been a very long time since.
Great writing, the lyrics, all the music, the transition. It's just, you could tell they took their time.
It's been a long time since I've had an album.
This is art, Rory.
Immediately, I've been like,
it's art.
This is it. Yeah, no, I know. Music is art, if you look up the definition.
Yeah.
I haven't had an album like Pause hit me immediately in a long time. Mm. This Smino album is one of those to me.
It spoke to you.
Yeah.
I get it.
I love it. And we can take some more time and fully break down and digest the album, but I have it already as an album of the year candidate.
I'm listen, I know why you say
like
that.
Like, this needs to be in Grammy shit for album of the year, not rap album of the year.
Listen, when I listen to it, I let it play a couple times, and I'm like, damn, this shit is... And it's like, what, 15 tracks? But it...
It's only like 50 minutes long.
Yeah, but yeah. It's not too much music, though. It's not like a super long album. It's like, damn, this shit is really like... It's 15 tracks, but it's not a long album.
Yeah.
The lyrics, the music, you know, it's a real, really good album. Really good album. I'm not mad at you, Rory, for saying what you're saying, but I can't say that yet. It's only been 4 days. But this is a really, really, really good album. Shout out to Smino.
For sure.
Support Smino too, man, because he's just one of those artists, I think, that, you know, you put out projects like this and, you know, it's in this climate, it shows that there are still true artists out here, people who still pay attention, very detailed.
Not to sound like everybody else.
Yeah, not trying to sound like everybody else, do their own thing, still dope, cool, saying the right shit. It just sounds good. So, yeah, shout out to Smino. The title of the album is...
Love for Rent.
Love for Rent.
Which I love that title.
Love for Rent. Smino, amazing job. To the entire team that worked on this project, amazing job. And this is a really, really good album. It's one of my favorite albums so far. I can't say album of the year candidate yet.
No, you just said it.
But it's one of my personal favorite albums that came out this year.
Well, I think you're only saying that because you were heavily involved, if not the face of Division working on My Karma. So is that maybe why there's somewhat a bit of a rivalry here?
No. It's a totally different project. Shout out to Division, though. I like this album a lot. A couple tracks I was kind of like, okay. But overall, really good album.
I just don't want to hear anyone...
I love the tired track.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anyone say that R&B is dead. Traditional R&B isn't around
is
anymore.
This is a traditional R&B album. Shout out to B. Cox. Shout out to Jermaine Dupri.
Not to say it's been missing a bit. This is refreshing to hear this type of R&B again. But
this is another good album, good project. The Daniel's interlude.
Daniel's kind of a scumbag.
Why? Working on my Daniel. No, are you faithful. Working on your karma?
All right, stay faithful. He definitely took some accountability there.
Yeah.
All right. He was kind of working on his karma on this album. It was a lot of gaslighting and then a lot of, my bad for gaslighting.
Bro, on what song is it? The first bar was We Fucking Tonight.
Yeah.
And was he wrong?
Fat Man Scuba said that before too.
But I was just like, okay. That's how you feel. The Bring It record. I love it. I love the vibe. They went back to the 90s vibe with kind of like the Bay City.
Yeah.
Vibe. You could tell JD was all over that.
Oh, for sure.
That's JD's vibe right there. This is a really good album, though. Stay Faithful with, is that the record with, no, What's Up with Jagged Edge. Love that record. Tie It, one of my favorite songs on the album. I think Daniel's interlude, the shit he was saying on there, I wanted to text him, like, I didn't know what perspective he was writing from. Like, was it him, his mom had a new relationship and the dude treated him like shit, or was he writing from the girl's perspective of...
I'd have to go back and clean this
up. I meant to text Daniel, like, you know, he lost me kind of on that, but good album though, man. This is a really good album. R&B is not dead. Division proved that.
I do on Patreon or next episode, I'm going to pick maybe two songs from this to do some breakdowns.
Okay.
We have to get into some of this writing.
Okay.
Because there is some debates to be had.
On what? The pen?
Just overall perspectives of men and working on their karma.
Oh, okay. I got you. I'm following you.
That's all.
Working on My Karma Division, available now.
West Side Gun 10. I'm not going to say what it's the 10th of.
Hitler Wears Hermes.
I thought it was convenient that now this one's called 10.
Oh, no, it's called Hitler Wears Hermes.
10. No, 10. The album's called 10.
Oh, it is called 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Hitler Wears Hermes 10. What's wrong with saying Hitler Wears Hermes 10? We don't want to say Hitler?
It's just not a really good time.
Oh, okay.
Was it ever a good time for
Hitler Wears Hermes? No, but yeah. I just think specifically right now, because I even saw CNN tweet something about rapper's infatuation with Hitler. I
was like, oh, now it's the rapper's fault?
Listen, man, whatever. West Side Gun put out another project.
Mm.
I ain't gonna lie, when he starts talking about he's the hardest working dude in rap, it's hard to debate that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to debate that. Yo, listen, a lot of you niggas gotta start respecting Stove God a little bit more. I'm gonna just say that. Like Star Respecting Stove God, he's rapping better than a lot of y'all. He's rapping a lot better than a lot of y'all. West Side Gun is working. He's putting out a lot of good music. I don't know how the fuck he getting all these features done.
I think I'm ready to give another hot take. From Paris on, I think West Side makes the best albums out of the Griselda crew.
I don't think
as far as replay value and music, I think West Side has the best albums for sure.
I don't think that's a wild take though.
Cause I'm really starting to get curious how he keeps making this level of music so quickly. Like this album's incredible. It's gonna sound because we've been talking about Griselda for fucking ever, and it's like here they go again saying the same thing. At one point want to be like, yeah, maybe it's time, like they're starting to slow. Every time Westside puts out an album, it's fucking incredible and has mad replay value. And it brings the best out of every feature. Buster went fucking nuts.
But he did. But West just has a
Most and Quali went crazy.
I think what West does best is he doesn't, if it sounds, it's going to sound a little crazy. I don't think that he really gives it much thought. I think that he just trusts, with the features. I think he just trusts his ear and what he likes.
Mm.
And he has a relationship with people.
Yeah.
And he pulls them in on certain things where he knows that this is your comfort zone. Like, this is a layup for you.
Been my favorite.
I don't think that he overthinks. He just doesn't overthink it.
My favorite from Rocky in a while. Like, shit, my favorite from Killer Mike in a while. Yeah, everyone sounds incredible.
That Science Class record is crazy with Busta, Ghostface, Raekwon, and Stove.
So good. I was actually upset to see that you weren't on the Griselda posse cut, the outro Red Death. I was waiting for the Maul verse.
Wes, you playing, man. I got this verse in my phone that's been here for, you know what I mean? I got to tweak the verses every now and then because, you know, the slang changes every 6 months now.
Got to change it from 2018 whips.
Yeah, like, yeah, come on, man. I could get my shit off. You playing.
But yes, 10, as in just the number 10, not anything before it. Please go check that out.
West Side Gun album 10 available now.
And I think as far as music I listened to over the weekend, that was it. I'm not sure if anything else came out, but that was.
Oh no, there's a lot of music came out this weekend. Cutthroat Bill, Kodak Black, Cutthroat Bill Volume 1. Y'all know how I feel about Kodak. I ain't gotta say it no more. I think he's a lot better than people think he is. He's a way better artist than people think he is. And this Cutthroat Bill Volume 1.
Was this promoted well, you think? Just with the level of artist that Kodak is and having one of the biggest records out, I feel like I would have seen more about a project coming out.
I don't think it was promoted heavy, but I don't think he meant for it to be promoted super heavy.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't think Kodak would want to promote a shit?
Not that he wouldn't want to, but I just think that he is one of those artists that feels like he can just put his shit out and it's going to do what it's going to do, whether he promotes it or not. He has that built-in audience. He has that built-in following that it's like, you know, it is what it is. Like, I'm going to put out some good music and let the music speak for itself. I don't got to go heavy on the promotion. Or maybe this was something that he just wanted to put out. It's Cutthroat Bill Volume 1. He may look at it like it's not even a real album. Maybe it's just like a kind of a mixtape type of thing.
This was his last project with Atlantic, so maybe from that they had no incentive to put any money behind this or any effort. He signed a deal with Capital, so he's leaving.
Capital gave him 30 million, I think, got him out of the deal. 30 million?
I believe
something like
so,
that?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Shout out to Kodak Black, man. I'm just happy to see him just focused and creating and, you know, kind of staying away from the bullshit, staying out of the bullshit. I'm starting to see a lot more people in the industry take to him and, you know, kind of like lean on him a little bit and, you know, just welcome him. Because for a while it seemed like, you know, he was the kid that people knew was talented. They were like, oh, he's a little bit of a headache.
Mm-hmm.
He might be an issue. He seemed to kind of be putting that behind him and moving in a different direction now, which is dope. And just letting the talent and the art speak for itself. So shout out to Kodak Black. Cutthroat Bill Volume 1 available now.
I want to start with saying Free Gunna. That's where I want to start.
Wait.
I'm not. Yes, Free Gunna. But
I just didn't like my segue.
Yeah, I'm just laughing at what you wanted to start with. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I want to start with saying Free Gunna.
Uh-huh.
I did see that Chloe.
Did you put anything on his books? You sent him some?
I have. If you give me the address, I will happily put some money on Gunna's books.
JPay, man. Yeah.
I hit him on Corelinks.
Okay.
I saw that Chloe put out a single and video on Friday as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Damaris informed me that it was inspired and written for Gunna.
Mm-hmm.
I then thought about what's in the chorus, and Chloe's kind of a fucking asshole.
What'd she say?
If I'm in jail on a Fed case, don't sing anything that has to do with guard or at the door about me. I asked myself, why can't we be closer? Because I'm fighting a Fed case?
I'm facing the RICO. That's why we can't be closer right now.
You crave those long nights with me? Yeah. I'm in jail, Chloe.
There's no women in here.
You can leave your guard at the door. No, there's a guard at the door. I can't.
He does his rounds every 30 minutes.
He comes with the door.
It's not a door. It's a cell.
And don't say I'm rough around the edges while I'm in prison.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. You need to say that. Like, yeah, I'm rough. Let these niggas know I ain't polished. I ain't with the polished shit. It can go down.
Nothing is intimidating about saying he's a little rough around the edges.
But then, no, go to the verse, though. Laying on your chest in my bed now. Who's she talking to?
They always find someone else when you get locked up.
Who's she talking to?
Drewski.
Who's she laying on Drewski's chest?
Y'all are so annoying.
I haven't seen her.
That's
say,
what Chloe said. Laying on your chest in my bed now.
Before Gunna went to
jail. Oh, so then say that. I'm thinking like it was inspired by he's gone. He's not with her right now.
This song is old. Is she just released it? But she teased it.
Okay, we'll read the room then. Okay, afterwards.
Okay.
What do you mean read the room?
Maybe these lyrics aren't the best for her man that's locked up.
Or maybe put like a warning, a title card warning. Like, hey, I wrote this before the RICO.
Have you listened to Nas One Love?
Yes.
Now, tells them what's going on in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Says he's going to put money on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Tells about baby motherfucking, the unfortunate tragedy of Jerome's niece.
Mm-hmm.
Says, hey, do you see Cormega there?
Right.
What's up? Are y'all together?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just trying to find information and keep their heads up and everything. Chloe is just suggesting there's a guard at the door and she can't figure out why they're not together. And, like, I don't talk to the DA, Chloe. You have power.
And she likes how he's rough around the edges.
Where does this rank in Free the Guys songs?
Oh, this is right up there.
Y'all are so good.
This top of the list. Top of the list. I'm glad Baby D put me on this. I didn't even hear this record.
Mm.
And that's why we have Baby D here. She gives
Lotto
should have
let
stuff.
Him know. I feel like Lotto probably knows, has been through a situation where maybe her man was in jail. She should have been, hey, Chloe, this ain't the best one.
I'll take it from here. I got it. I got it from here, Chloe. Damn.
Yo, what? Why you fronting? You happy I put you onto it? You just said you ain't like the song.
I didn't say that. I said I didn't like it. No, I said I'm not with the, like, the Chloe, like, the over-sexual dancing. Like, it's just the video, she was just shaking ass too hard. You didn't see when she was walking with the girls?
She's trying to distract the guards.
Yeah.
To free mans.
You see where they took it? I didn't take it there.
Yeah,
I didn't
take it there.
No, but she can sing. Chloe can sing. She's talented. I like her.
Give her some time. She's young.
Yeah, that's why I can't, you know, go but so hard on it. All right, Rory, some more news in the podcast culture over the weekend.
Yes, we're just a messy bunch, this whole pod genre.
That's what happens once money gets involved. You know how it happens. You want to know who your friends are, put money on the table.
Yeah.
So the Math Hoffa podcast has been in the news this weekend. The co-host, producer, whatever you want to call the gentleman, Heineken and Esso, has been announced that they are no longer a part of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
After it was reported that Math Hoffa signed a deal with Revolt TV. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unfortunate to hear because, you know, we kind of feel like, you know, we crawled so everybody else could walk. We were the example of how not to do business and how things shouldn't go down, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not speaking on the situation because I really don't know what happened over there.
I tried to keep up over the weekend and try to figure out exactly what was going on, because I know all sides did a lot of press and talked to a lot of people. From what I saw, one side was suggesting Math signed a $2.7 million deal with Revolt and was trying to get rid of them before he had to pay anyone. I saw one side, the other side, Math saying there is no deal, that never happened. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, Heineken Esso was on social media and they said that they alleged that Math Hoffa wanted to keep the alleged money from the Revolt deal to himself. I think SO had responded in one of the comments. Just tell them you wanted to keep all the Revolt money to yourself. It's cool. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what's going on. But I did see an interview that I think he did with Choke No Joke.
Mm-hmm.
He did a Instagram live, I guess, with him.
Yeah.
And Mav said that Esso and Heineken tried to maul him.
Yes.
Hey, Mav, what you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
I was curious. I didn't know what the fuck it meant.
What you mean by wanted to Rory and maul you? What that mean?
What do you mean by
that? You just turned me into a verb, my nigga. I don't know what that. I don't know what Rory and Maul do.
Don't verb me.
Yeah, don't turn me to a verb. Verb is already a battle rap. If you want a battle you go battle verb. But what you mean by that?
What do you mean Rory by that?
What you mean? I don't know what you and that other they're talking about behind the scenes. But what you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Because Maul ain't did nothing to nobody. Maul kept it. I kept it solid all the way through. Like, so, whatever Rory and Maul him mean. I would love to come talk to you and find out what you meant by that, but I didn't do nothing. It is what it is. I've stated it before. No need to state it again. I'm hoping that's not what happened with you and your fellas over there. But I don't know what Rory and Mauled him meant.
Mm-hmm.
But if they tried to Rory and Maul you, then you in the wrong, bro. you did something wrong in that case.
I just want to know where Mecca stands in all this.
Yeah, Mech's been kind of quiet.
Mech, come on, you ain't say shit, man.
Mech, say something.
I'm about to call you.
Mech, say something. Say something, man.
Pick a side, Mech.
Yeah, like pick a side, say something. But
shout out to Mech, man.
Yeah, shout out to Mech, shout out to Math. I'm hoping the situation isn't, you know, what SO is saying it is, that Math wanted to keep the money to himself. I don't know what type of agreement that those gentlemen had. I'm not in their business. I don't know. I'm just responding to my nigga Mav saying Rory and mauled him. I don't know what that mean. I mean, me and Mav have our own thing. He knows always been nothing but love between us and cool energy between us. So I don't know what, you know, what he meant by that. But
what do you mean by that?
It's fucked up to hear that, you know, another group, another crew of friends, or what seemed, again, I don't even know what their relationship is before this podcast thing, or what seemed to be a good thing that they had, has come to an end over what seems to be a Revolt deal, or, you know, what SO is saying, Math wanted to keep the money to himself, this, that, and the third. You know, it is what it is. Unlike, you know, other situations where you say, oh, know the business going in. No, Rory and myself had our business taken care of. Somebody just didn't hold up their end of the business, which they've never done a day in their life when it comes to any business that they've ever done with anybody. So we should have known that. We should have saw the signs before that. But again, it's all good. Life goes on. Life is beautiful. I laugh because I'm scared of my own anger. I laugh because life is beautiful. So got to keep it like that. You know what I mean?
Anytime you're feeling that, just look over at Baisley.
Yeah.
Puts life in perspective.
Yeah, got to. Just chill, man. It's all good. Listen, man, SO Heineken, y'all brothers will be good. Land on your feet. They print money every single fucking day. Go get it. Learn from, you know, your mistakes. Learn from the people that you was around, that you call friends, that you call homies. Go get to the bag. Life is beautiful. You know, life is amazing. And, you know, this podcasting thing should be something that we do to have fun. And, you know, obviously money is involved because it's a billion-dollar business now. But, yeah, man, just, you know, just learn from it, man. Learn from it and move forward and know that and trust that you will land on your feet and that this isn't the end. This is just a detour to something greater, to something bigger, to something, you know, that was meant to be. All of this is already written. None of this is by accident. None of this is by, you know, coincidence. This is all part of a plan bigger than us. So just live and learn from it. It's unfortunate to see it go down, though, because I do fuck with the Math Hoffa podcast. And we got to go in there and sit down and talk because Math, you know, he's been trying to get us over there. We've been talking about going there to do it.
He said we were scared of the barbershop.
I need a cut. I need a shape up. So it does look like I'm scared of a barbershop. But nah, man, if we coming over there to talk to you, and we're gonna talk about this Rory and Malden. What you mean by that?
Yeah.
What that mean? What that lying in your text about? What are you over there lying in your ear about? Because he's a liar and he don't like you. He never liked you. So don't try to be buddy buddy now. He never liked you. I'm telling you, he never liked you. All you niggas over there sitting down talking, he never liked y'all niggas. Just being real. Man. But yeah, man.
Elon Musk.
Elon walking to fucking Twitter headquarters.
With a sink.
With a sink. Mm-hmm. And said, let that sink in. Anytime you drop $44 billion and walk in the front door with a sink, a porcelain sink in your hand, yeah. Listen, you a guy that I gotta say, I respect that.
That's
a different level of you know, humor and fucking gangster that, you know, I hope to one day be able to buy a company for $44 billion and walk in with a sink in my hand.
It would have been cool if he went in with like on some Ari Gold shit, except instead of a paintball gun, he brought his flamethrower.
Yeah.
That would have been nice. But you know what? The sink joke, I get it.
Yeah.
I just want to know how far, like, where he had to park his Tesla. Did he find parking right out front? Or did he carry the sink a few blocks? Did he pay to park?
He looked like
at what point is the joke? Do you go, I don't know if this is worth it?
I didn't think it through. Well, it was like when our guy Julian was fucking Atlas for Halloween. He had to carry that fucking medicine ball around on his back. He didn't think it all the way through.
Yeah.
Elon, he didn't think the porcelain sink through, because if you look at that video closely, he was looking to set that shit down on one of them couches immediately.
Do you think it was a Lowe's? Was it a Lowe's situation?
Definitely, that looked like a Lowe's. It looked like a Lowe's. I know a Lowe's sink when I see one. Mm. That looked like a low sink Elon walked in there with. But I just thought it was funny. I think Elon is, you know, he has his own sense of humor. And, you just dropped $44 billion. Why not walk through the front door with fucking a porcelain sink in your hand? Nobody's ever done it before. Mm. So it is what it is.
Dropped it. But this is going to get interesting with this.
Oh, it's going to get very interesting.
This Twitter shit.
This is going to get very interesting.
Can we pull up the stats of what happened since? 500% increase in the use of the N-word.
That means Rory was going crazy on his Twitter.
On my burner account? Just ERs left and right?
Rory on his burner was going crazy. Like, they can't delete me now.
I was just quoting Trinidad James lyrics.
No, I get it. Oh, my God. In his first day on the job, Elon Musk fired the CEO, the CFO, and head of legal at Twitter.
He went nuts.
He's making changes effective immediately. Mm.
Now, did they get in the way? Did, like, head of legal fuck with him? Because I know it took a while for him to acquire Twitter. There was always some shit going on. Is that because of legal or the owners?
I think he ended up raising around $17 billion. So I think it was more about him getting the capital to go through with the deal.
Well, damn, what did the CEO and CFO do to him?
Hate.
I think he was just trying to move him out and bring his own people. You know, if I own the company now and I got my guys that I want to put in these positions, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice business. You
know? We don't really know much about Elon's crew, though, outside of Kanye. Like, he doesn't really rep his crew like that. He's definitely on his Steve Jobs shit.
Yeah.
I wish we knew more of, like, his friends that we know he's going to put here. Like, we know when, you know, Jay and Dame got the deal, Cameron was going to become vice president. Who's his Cameron?
Kanye.
No, but Ye just bought the competitor. The racist Twitter. Mm. Well, even though Twitter can...
They're both racist already, Twitter.
The extra racist Twitter.
Elon tweeted, if I had a dollar for every time someone asked me if Trump is coming back on his platform, Twitter would be minting money. Elon, I'm sorry. That's me from my burner.
I was going to say, how many dollars did he get from you?
Yeah, Elon, that was me. I'm going to just confess. That was me asking, is Trump coming back on this platform?
Do you give Donnie a follow?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
Or what?
It's entertainment. It's social media.
He's going to be retweeted anyways. It's not like you're going to miss the Trump
but
tweets.
I got to follow him. I got to be the first to see it. I want to see what he's saying, man.
Do you think he'll follow back?
He should. I mean, I've only supported the guy and got him into the White House.
Wow.
I mean, it
and
is
then
what it is.
Stormed when. Never mind.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe Trump does like a follow Friday or like a? I don't think he's team follow back.
Friday.
Obama was team follow back though. It was Lil B the base god and Obama that. They were the most generous, I feel like, with the
Britney Spears, too, at one point.
Well, that was her father.
Well, that wasn't her, yeah.
Yeah. Her dad followed me?
Yeah. That was who you were DMing.
Oh, no.
Mr. Spears.
I never DM'd a Britney Spears account.
Do you think Trump be in his DMs?
Absolutely. Trump definitely be. He put that do-rag on at night and he lay down. He definitely be in bed on his fucking Twitter. Are you kidding me? That's Trump. That's Trump behind those balls.
He does have to protect the hair.
You got to lay down the piece. You know that.
He also wants to bring Vine back, or is polling to see if we should bring Vine back.
I know you was going crazy when you saw that because
I loved Vine.
Yeah, you was a Vine.
I wasn't
kid.
Really on it. I would just see the clips that everyone else would post. But now I think Damaris, I was more of a Vine
guy. What is the
guy
difference between Vine and TikTok?
So Vine, if I wasn't mistaken, only had 6 seconds. Was it 6 seconds?
Oh, you gotta get your shit off quick.
It had to be very quick. It might not be six. It might be 16. I can't remember. But it was very quick on Vine.
Yeah.
And TikTok now they allow you up to do I think like 3 minutes. On TikTok. So Jesus.
I saw Elon tweet that finally now we can say that carbs are amazing.
Excuse me?
On a platform. That's what he tweeted.
Were we not allowed to say that before?
Elon is
he said, finally, the truth that carbs are amazing can be said on this platform.
Free speech. Hashtag so brave.
Yeah. Fresh baked bread and pastries are some of the great joys of life. Listen, when you drop 44 billion, this just shows you where Elon is at, what his thinking is.
He's talking to you, you vegan fucks. You ruined the platform.
Vegans can eat pastries. What's wrong with you? We have vegan pastries. What's wrong with you?
I mean, but you guys ruined Twitter.
Did we? I think we did. Comedy is now legal. How do you not like this guy? Comedy is now legal on Twitter. How do you not like Elon Musk?
All right, was Twitter really taking shit down like that?
No.
I don't remember
people
Twitter.
Do hate speech. Like, hate speech.
Yeah, but that's comedy.
Some of the greatest comedy comes from hate speech.
50 times is not comedy.
Depends on who's tweeting it.
It depends if Richard Pryor's tweeting it. If Pryor's tweeting it, it's comedy. You know that. Nigga. Matter of fact, let me tweet it right now.
Sports. What's going on in sports?
501%. Let me get this.
You gonna get it up to 500?
You gonna give it a whole percent?
Those Lakers. I hope they figure out who.
Speaking of.
Dear Twitter advertisers, the reason I acquired Twitter is because it is important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square. He's right.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, we got to have a common
Twitter
digital.
It's kind of like the digital town square.
Listen, Elon is not able to drop $44 billion by being an idiot. He's going to make sense sometime. People just have their reservations about him, but I understand him. He's not the prototypical billionaire. He's wealthy and he wants to do this. Is like a toy for him. He just wants to.
Well,
have
he tried
fun.
To back out of it, but he already promised to do it. So now that he's there, he's
but
like,
I think he tried to back out of it for other reasons, though. I think it was some shit behind the scenes.
And now you can call him an Indian giver on this platform
without being
Rory.
That's racist.
But it's sports.
It's the digital town square. Let Rory get his shit off.
I am minding my business. I'm not verified on
Giants
Twitter.
Giants lost to the Seahawks.
We don't even really know if that's really me tweeting.
How you know that? What you mean by that?
What you mean what I mean?
What you mean? But you was at the game?
No, I wasn't at that one.
What you mean by that?
Are you going to keep your verified check by paying $20 a month?
What you mean by that?
I mean, are you going to pay $20 to keep your verified check?
But what you mean? I'm not even verified on Twitter.
Is that for Twitter or for Instagram?
Twitter.
Verified either.
He owns Twitter, not Instagram.
I don't want to be verified on Twitter because maybe I could have the excuse that that's not me tweeting.
Yeah, I got hacked.
Yeah, it's an imposter.
Paying $20 a month for a blue check. So does that mean that anybody can have a blue check if they're willing to pay $20 a month, or the ones that are already verified or that get verified in order to keep their verification have to pay a fee?
I think it's probably
to keep it.
To keep the fee?
Yeah. But imagine
to keep the check.
Granted, when I got verified on Instagram, it just popped up one day.
Yeah.
Does that mean Elon is just going to start sending us $20 bills without our consent? Like, nah, you got a check now. You owe me $20. I didn't ask for this.
Nah, they're going to do what they're going to do with Verizon. They're going to text you when your $20 is due. Like, listen, if you still want to be verified.
Yeah, but I asked for my Verizon to work. True. I didn't ask for a blue. You can't just throw a blue check on my account now and be like, you owe me $20.
Well, influencers have $20 a month. I'm guessing.
Some don't.
You'd be surprised.
I would be surprised if somebody doesn't have $20 a month. So yeah, man, I don't know. I think this is
what's Trump's first tweet?
Was just your yes. If that's done, listen,
that's his ER.
The real is back.
The real is back. He got to play the real is back too.
No, he doesn't.
He got to play the ruler's back.
Oh my gosh.
The ruler's back.
How long do you think Trump has been thinking about his hair just flowing in the wind?
Well, in these times, well, at least to me, there's a lot of motherfuckers trying to sound like DT.
Like Trumpy? Oh.
I help you out. Here's what you do. You're going to need a wide lens because that's a verb. Donald Trump will be back on Twitter. I was happy to hear that.
Well, I'm not agreeing with you. I wasn't saying yesterday.
It's part of the digital town square. Let him in. Let's see what he has to say. In sports, the Giants finally lost Damaris because Damaris didn't go to the game.
Damn.
That's why they lost. But they are now 6-2. Still a great start to a season. Mm-hmm. The Knicks lost to Cleveland last night. Well, if you listen to this, it's Tuesday. They lost to Cleveland Sunday night after blowing a fourth quarter lead. Kevin Love came off the bench and hit 9 3-pointers or some crazy shit like that.
Ridiculous, man.
Julius, get a fucking hand up. God damn. Love you, but shit.
You can
get out
them.
There.
Yeah,
I'm going to FaceTime him and laugh at him. tonight after we finish
recording. No, it's really encouraging to a friend that
just lost a game.
I gotta laugh. Come on, Kevin Love came off the bench and hit, what, 8-3, some shit like that?
Yeah.
Like, come on, fam. Fresh off the bench?
Fallon or something.
Yeah, god damn. Get a fucking hit. Get out there. He's obviously, he's on tonight. Like, yo. You know how you like, you hit three and I'll believe you?
Yeah.
Niggas just say at the park, hit three, I'll believe you.
Yeah.
I'm at five, fam. You need to get out
I'm
here.
I'm not worried about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, like, come on,
eight
fam.
Eight times in a row.
But the Knicks still look good. They shouldn't have lost that game to Cleveland, but they do look good. Pardon me, he only hit 6-3, so I don't have to. I take that back. Julius, I still love you. You're my dog. But goddamn, get a hand up. But yeah, the Knicks look good, though. They didn't look good Sunday night, but they still look good overall. Lakers got their first win.
Oh, you're celebrating tonight.
Fuck. God damn. 1-5.
You think they're tanking for draft picks, right? That's the excuse.
No.
They don't even own their pick this year.
Yeah, we can't. We're definitely not tanking for it. We're just losing. Mm-hmm. We want to win these games. We're fucking losing. I still think that we need to make some moves, though. I think that we need to try to trade Anthony Davis while we can. He still has some value. Love Anthony Davis. Think he's obviously one of the most talented big men in the league, but he's always hurt. And if you're hurt, you're no good to the Lakers. So if we can try to move him, we should. I was kind of apprehensive about Russell Westbrook coming off the bench, but I think in this system and in this case, it makes absolute sense. He's able to be himself. I don't think that he can coexist effectively alongside LeBron for most of the minutes on the floor, only because LeBron is so ball dominant, and it's not a negative thing, but it's LeBron James and one of the greatest players ever, obviously. So he's ball dominant, and I think that Russell needs to be able to be free and be Russell. I think coming off the bench, while I do feel like it's disrespectful that he's coming off the bench behind Pat Beverly, I think that he's obviously a better basketball player than Pat Beverly. No disrespect to Pat Beverly, but he's just not Russell Westbrook. But I understand it. In this system, I understand it. I get it. Let him come off the bench. Let him be the guy that needs to score, push the tempo. I get it. And it looked good last night. It worked last night. Russell had a good game. But we got to stop blaming Russ. I tweeted that shit. Stop blaming Russell Westbrook. It's not his fault. The system is just not designed for his style, his style of play, the type of player that he is. It's just not the system for him. Playing a lot alongside LeBron James. LeBron is so ball dominant. It's just not a good fit. Yeah. Pause. It's not a good fit for Russell Westbrook. But hopefully this is
a three times in the mirror. Who comes out?
I can't say who comes out. Canceled for that.
Yeah.
but we had some success last night. Russell looked good. He looked like he was having fun. He was smiling. We haven't seen him smile in what seems like two summers.
What does it say about the Lakers that we continue to talk about a team that's 1-5?
Because we expect so much more from a LeBron James team, a Russell Westbrook team, a Anthony Davis team. We just expect more than 1-5.
Yes.
But I just like the fact that Russell seems to be accepting his role off the bench. He seemed like he was having fun Sunday night. He looked like he was, you know, back to some of his Russell Westbrook energy. And hopefully they build off of this and move forward and have a great season. I still don't have high hopes for us. I just being real, the Western.
I don't think anyone does.
The Western Conference is just too great of a conference.
Oh, you think it's the conference's fault?
Well, we can't get into the, we have to worry about getting into the playoffs. So this is what we up against. So.
No, you know. I mean, I think, you know, 1-5, you'll get up there.
Yes, yeah, it's early. You know, that's what they always say. It's early. It's early.
Yeah, man, you don't understand the strategy we're trying to do. You know.
December will be here in no time.
Yeah.
And then it won't be early anymore. Brittany Griner lost her appeal, right? Did we speak about that?
Does she have any more appeals, or does Russia only give you? Something tells me Russia's not the most, like, appeal-friendly system.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's, you know, it's unfortunate, man. It's, again, laws are laws. Laws of the land are laws of the land. You know, it is what it is. The sentence is way too harsh, though. She should not be sentenced to 9 years in prison. That's just like, come on, fam. Prayers to Brittany Griner. Hopefully this sentence is overturned. 9 years is absolutely insane for a vape pen. But again, I do understand laws of the land are laws of the land.
Well, yeah, I think we covered everything. We'll be right back.
Will we?
Yeah.
Tickets on sale now. God damn it. We are in London this weekend. We are at the Earth Theater in London.
Yes. Going nuts.
We got some things planned out there, some events, some you know, we're gonna run around the town and run amok.
Yes.
A little bit. get some tea. You know, get some tea.
We're pub hopping.
You have do you have any lady friends out there?
I have a lot of lady friends in London. I'm lying. That just sounds good.
Any non-platonic ones?
No.
Oh, okay.
All my relationships with my lady friend. When I say lady friend, it's platonic.
Got you. Okay, yeah. What about
when I say my hoes?
What about ones you fuck?
Oh, those my hoes. Gotcha. Those my bitches. That's my work, my trophies.
You're going to get you bricked up?
No, Eden. You nasty fuck.
Kick the chew.
London, November 5th. We are in Atlanta, November 13th. Happy birthday to Julian. Then November 18th, we are in Dallas. November 19th, we are in. I don't know these fucking dates. Man,
I don't know what's up.
What the
head.
Fuck?
I don't believe it. Should be on
fucking,
the screen.
Leave me in the fucking trenches to take grenades, Rory. God damn.
I didn't know I was supposed to memorize the tour.
You know,
schedule.
Eden doesn't speak English. She doesn't know. Pull up the fucking.
I got you. Kay? All right.
Mi hermano este.
November 5th, we are in London. November 13th, we are in Atlanta. November 19th, we are in Dallas. November 20th, we're in Houston, Texas.
Woo.
Then we're going to celebrate us stealing the land from the Indians, and then December 2nd.
We are in New York City.
We are in New York.
Get your tickets now, newrorynmall.com. Hey, Math, what you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
what y'all think Math meant by that? They tried to Rory and Maul me. What do you mean?
That is the first time I've heard that being used as a verb.
What did that mean? And I fuck with Math. That's what they get. Like, what
you put that on a t-shirt?
Hey, Math, I'm coming up. I'm coming to the shop to get a shape up and have a talk. I'm going to shape you up.
I watched him do 3 rounds explaining in detail what Hollow the Don did. You could have used your words a little bit more there.
What Rory and Maul, what you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
You're not about to start saying that. Rory and Maul me. Yeah, what? Ask for it. Fucking accountant.
Ask for accountability.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like,
can maybe I just be a very kind person?
Can I see what I'm supposed to have quarterly, so that I'm positive that I'm getting my percentage? What the fuck? I'm owed a percentage. Like, what? I didn't ask for anything crazy, fam. Like, the fuck? And then it was met with disrespect. So I said, all right, peace him out.
Like I said, Maul. Anytime you feel those feelings, just look over at Baze.
Yeah, you're right, Baze. Baze, I'm so sorry. Baze, I'm yelling and I should be using my inside voice.
This is the future right here.
You're right.
This is the legacy.
You're right. I'm sorry. All right.
Good example for
We'll be back this week to talk to y'all before we are in London. So yeah, man, enjoy your week. Be safe. Happy Halloween. Well, we're recording on Halloween, so happy Halloween.
I hope you
to everybody
safe
in the world.
Check your candy for fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl is in the M&Ms.
Freeze your eggs.
The news told me.
Fuck.
The Democrats. Oh,
Hunter the Biden. Demon rats.
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden put fentanyl in the Kit Kats.
No, he.
I saw it on Hunter his laptop. Biden,
I don't think he would waste it. I think Biden he would do it for himself.
He would never give away fentanyl.
He would never give away no fentanyl. Are you crazy? Right. We'll be back to talk to y'all in a couple days. Be safe. Have fun. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.
No worrying now.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.